Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Yeah, look at this. We're doing something a little different today. We're starting the show out here on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But our friends in Atlanta, they're still there. There they are.
What's up?
Good to see you.
Hi.
Now, later in the show, we talked to Chewy, who tried the In My Feelings challenge on the red carpet at the ESPYs. And also, later in the show, Faith Evans and Stevie J tied the knot. And we know Gary's got some to say about that.
All right.
But first, Portia, what do you got?
Well, it's time for Shoot Gotta Be Kidding Me. Y'all got me on the end. I like that.
You showed up late, but we got you.
You did. Right? You did. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, has a new job, y'all. She is selling shoes. Okay. Yep. And she's
at Payless.
Yeah. Not quite Payless. But I tell you one thing. She did pay less. She didn't have on a top. She's doing it totally topless.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kind of like booters.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling them shoobies.
I was saying, look at them hush puppies.
For a recent ad campaign for Redone by We Just Brand, Paris has shoes covering her lady part.
That is the best way to get a guy to pay attention to women's shoes.
Exactly.
The best way.
And of course, looking at these pics, you can clearly see all of the 50 tattoos she reportedly has.
That Paris Jackson, she's got soul.
Yeah, she does.
Oh.
It's nice to be able to do color tattoos. I would love to be able to do color tattoos. But it doesn't work because I'm colored.
Well,
you guys, it doesn't work out for me.
Gary, what are you doing?
All right.
Oh, no.
Gary.
What? Oh, God. Gary.
I gotta cover my part. Yes, honey.
I
didn't
feel lady parts for you.
Yes, honey. They're lady parts, but I could remove the lady.
Go ahead, remove it.
Well, Gary, get some stuff together over there. Let's talk about Jay-Z. Now, anybody who knows hip-hop knows nobody in their right mind would start a beef with Jay-Z.
Right.
No way.
But the Brave Soul did it this time was not another rapper.
Who was it?
It was the mayor of Philadelphia.
Oh, Lord.
Now, over the last few years, Jay-Z's been doing this really ill festival called Made in America. It brings out just bands and groups from all walks of life. They go out there to Philadelphia during Labor Day weekend, and they turn the city out. So Jay-Z alleges that the office of Mayor Jim Kenney not only tried to stop this year's festival from happening, but is evicting Hov and the festival that he founded from its location for 2019.
Why is he doing that, though? Why would he move him? I mean, people have been going to this concert for years, so why would you move him?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, the Liberty Bells cracked, Rocky retired, and Fresh Prince left. Like, I mean, Made in America was all Philly had to offer.
Yeah, well, they have the steak and cheese. They do still have the steak and cheese.
Those are still great.
They're still trying to rebuild from the Super Bowl celebration. They don't have one street light up yet.
Damn. Jay-Z had this to say to the mayor. He said, "We are disappointed that the mayor of the city of Philadelphia would evict us from the heart of the city through a media outlet without a sit-down meeting. It signifies zero appreciation for what Made in America has built alongside the phenomenal citizens of the city." So the mayor rethought his position with the quickness, and he says that this was all a misunderstanding, and he's willing to work with Jay-Z to keep the festival in Philly.
Well, that's good.
How could it be in a misunderstanding? We either want you here or we don't. How did anything get lost in translation?
It sounded like he had a tough talking to. Like, either, like, you know, the beehive flooded his, you know, his whole timeline with emojis.
Yep.
Possibly sent real bees.
Well, finally, some truth in Hollywood. Actress Amanda Seyfried fessed up and admitted that her current husband has a problem, is a little bit jealous about her relationship with her ex, Dominic Cooper, and because she was recently reunited with him on the set of Mamma Mia 2. Yes, for all of you waiting, Mamma Mia 2 opens this Friday.
Yes. Here's Cher singing.
Okay, so 10 years ago, Amanda and Dominic met on the set of Mamma Mia, the original. And then after the movie wrapped, they had ended up falling in love and they dated for 3 years. Well, now that Mamma Mia 2 is coming out, they've been reunited because they've stayed friends all of these years. But Amanda's husband has admitted that he's jealous that she's back working with her ex. And this, her husband's also an actor, so you'd think you would understand. But Amanda recently came clean about it in an interview. She said, quote, I think he has the same kind of issues that I would have if he were hanging out with his ex-girlfriend from long ago. He assumed Dominic is in love with me the way he's in love with me, and it's just not the case. It's sweet. I'd rather he be jealous than completely fine with it.
If this star wagon's a rockin', you know how it goes.
All of a sudden, it's an impromptu sex scene.
Mm-hmm. Like, we should get together in the trailer and kind of practice our kissing to make sure it looks...
I mean, the only way the regular guy can even relate to this is when your ladies' class reunion's coming up, and she's going back, and she looks good, and she can go back and see her high school boyfriend. You're like, wait a second.
Oh, they don't allow spouses, or nothing.
Yeah, they don't allow spouses. She had to go to school there.
What?
Wait a second.
Yeah, there's no plus ones.
But everybody from high school looks so different.
Like,
right?
Facebook is like the greatest gift to like spy on people.
It is.
They're like, oh man, I dodged that bullet. Great.
Yeah, everybody kind of had a hard life.
A statue has been erected for one of movie's most iconic figures, and I'll tell you who later in the show. But bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Well, the streets is talking. What Stevie J and girl. Faith Evans tied the knot, y'all.
Really? They got married?
They got married.
Oh. That is out of the blue.
Okay. According to reports, the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta reality star and singer made it official in Vegas on Tuesday night. And sources at the ceremony confirmed the two exchanged vows in a private hotel room surrounded by close friends and family.
Not very private. We're reporting about it.
True. But do those Vegas marriages really count?
Yes, they do. Okay, no, it's just a ceremony. But they said that they actually apply for their actual license with the county. So it is real.
Mm. Well, shortly after saying I do, the pair confirmed their nuptials by tweeting out, I love you, Faith Renee Jordan. Mm. And she replied, I love you back, Stephen Aaron Jordan.
Ooh. Mm.
Now, the pair has been open about their on and off relationship, but I'm sure nobody, honey, nobody saw this coming, especially not the Puerto Rican princess, Joseline Hernandez, Stevie J's ex.
That's right.
Man, the petty princess posted a text from Jordan on her Instagram after hearing the news and caption, hey, happy honeymoon, Petty Wednesday.
What? Why is it petty?
Because it was petty. How dare he do that to her?
Okay.
Because recently is June 17th, according to the text, he was asking her to marry him.
Who?
Stevie was asking Jocelyn to marry him, and Jocelyn is like, yo, I really like somebody, like hard like him.
Oh, that's,
so that's very petty, though. And she had baby Bella for him, and he go live with Hope.
And really also kind of sounds like he's looking for a storyline. I mean, who's just going around asking people to marry him?
That's a storyline, child. Miss Mona Honey probably got her hands in that.
I like one hand, I think it's a storyline. On the other hand, I feel like he didn't put it down on Faith when they first dated, and then he finally put it on her, so she's like, I'm ready to get married now.
Lord. And he learned that she had some new tricks.
But if she has married him now, he didn't put it down. They're really in love, and it's probably a real
thing.
Or
she put it down, too.
Or she put it down, exactly.
But she's violating the ghost bro code.
What? I just don't think it's fair to Big. I don't think Big would appreciate it unless y'all feel like, oh, well, he knows him, and it's going to make Faith happier to be with my, like, brother.
Yeah, but like, Faith was close to Tupac, and she's still legend of
She was
him.
Not close to the
she
Pac.
Did not, she didn't sleep with Pac.
She did
okay,
not.
Okay, I'm going to say that.
She did not.
Because I feel that in my spirit.
She did not.
She'd have been with Pac if she'd have got some of that.
So, I mean, y'all, are we here for Stevie J and Faith being married?
They ain't going to be married long, child. You know that.
Guess what, guys?
What?
Cardi B is a fan of Dish Nation.
I knew it.
So, y'all, earlier this week on Dish Nation, we discussed Sing our favorite celebrities' newborn babies. Well, after mentioning Cardi turning down $100,000 for photos of baby culture, she responded to our Dish Nation fans on Instagram. Oh. That's right, she said, "My baby looked like a doll. No filter, nothing. But I just don't want to show her. People have too much bad energy."
Well, the Kardashians does. Well,
I mean, different motives.
Different things.
And
yeah.
I think Cardi throwing shade at the Kardashians.
How?
Because they always putting filters on their baby.
Hey, when we come back, our boy Chewy Martinez is on the ESPYs red carpet, and we'll see who he gets to do the In My Feelings challenge when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I'm Chewy Martinez, and here we are at the 2018 ESPY Awards, and the red carpet's about to get started. Let's talk to some athletes. Come on. Big fan, man. Big fan.
No, thank you so much, brother. I want to tell you, man, your beard is on fleek, brother. It's looking real nice, man. I'm trying to get like that, look real moist and real, you know, elegant and cut right. Man, you're doing your good job, man. I'm trying to get that way.
It's juices and berries, and you just like brush it out and just leave it alone.
Do you leave a little, conditioner in there?
I leave conditioner in there, yes, sir.
You just trying to get, you got a wife?
I do.
Oh, you just rub over. She's like, baby.
How you doing, man? Good.
I'm amazing. This is an honor to be standing here with you, man. Yeah,
thank you.
So what does one do to prepare? Because I'm trying to, like, I'm in my mid-30s, but you know what? I don't care. I want to be a professional athlete. What do I got to do, man, to get in the octagon and be prepared?
Start training right now and train consistent. Be hard on yourself. When you feel like saying I've had enough, you got to push it a little bit further.
So did you play any sports growing up?
I did. I played basketball. I skateboarded. Played football until I got tackled one good time. I said, I'm done.
Okay.
That's enough of that.
Okay.
And then I surf.
Surf.
I can play golf.
Can we see the ring? Can we check out?
Oh, yeah.
Can we get
that?
That's that Super Bowl ring life.
Yeah, man. That's that hard work, that grind. It feels surreal.
Yeah.
You know, you dream about these moments as a kid. You envision it all season, and now you're right there. And even when that clock hit zero, I still didn't believe it was true.
So, man, you are a race car driver, man. What is the biggest misconception of race car and race car driving?
I think the biggest thing is that it doesn't take any type of physical skill set, which it does. You don't have to be an NFL player or a basketball player. Totally true. It's a different type of movement. The athleticism is totally different.
Right. I don't geek out much, but I'm geeking out right now. I'm a big fan, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, man.
Amir, you look much taller on TV, brother.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on my tiptoes, brother.
Who is that one athlete that you just like grew up watching and want to like emulate, and who did you look up to?
Definitely Michael Jordan. Yeah. I definitely, growing up, I really looked up to him because he didn't make his varsity team and the first year, and yeah. I mean, look who he is.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Just trying to stay cool in this heat right now. It's like on another level out here.
I'm sweating like R. Kelly at a senior prom.
Man, you're wrong.
We are so happy to have you here in L.A., man.
Bro, thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
How does it feel, City of Angels, Los Angeles? You're here, man.
Oh, man, it feels amazing. I mean, it's every kid's dream to play for the Lakers for the purple and gold, so just being able to is definitely a blessing.
You are responsible for making everyone doing the In My Feelings challenge. Yeah. How does that feel, my friend?
I mean, it feels pretty good, man, to be an innovator, to start something new, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm an innovator. Never say use a big word.
Can we do it together, my friend? Because that would be a dream come true. 3, 2, 1.
Say, Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say, you'll never ever leave from beside me, because I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you. You know what?
Yes!
Come on.
Yo!
You laid on your feet.
Have you done an In My Feelings challenge?
I have not done that yet.
Kiki, if you love me, are you riding? Will you never have a car?
Do you love me?
Hey, are you riding?
Are you riding?
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do the sway. Yeah, it's something like that, right?
Are you riding? Are you never have a car on the side there?
Right.
You'll never have a car on if you want me.
And I need you. We can't let everybody know we have.
We can't really let anyone see that.
No one.
All right, there you have it. All the craziness from the 2018 ESPY Awards. I'm Chewy Martinez. Till the next one, you better keep it locked right here on Dish Nation. Peace out.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, y'all, Kim Kardashian was not gonna let her little sis Kylie reach billionaire status without a fight.
Got that right.
And today, Kylie has 5 million reasons to be jealous of her.
What'd she do?
Girl, Kim recently launched her Kimoji fragrances, and reports say that within 5 minutes, beauty mogul ranked in $5 million.
So, wow. Kim Five minutes, $5 million?
$1 million a minute.
Woo! She's selling perfume for her emojis?
No, see, I was wondering what it was. So one of her perfume bottles looks like a peach with looks like some type of sauce or something on the top of it. So basically, Kimoji. So she has her own emojis, and the perfume bottles are similar to Kimojis. The Kimojis.
Okay, yeah. Please.
They must smell good.
Man, people buy anything.
They don't.
Maybe
smell
that's
good.
What it
they
is.
They just ordering it because it's Kim Kardashian. You can't smell that online.
Well, in spite of all that good news that y'all have, Kim is now being called a thief, and that $5 million might be null and void.
Don't say
what?
It.
She got to run it back?
Might have to run it back because it seems Kim used the logo from her perfume Vibes, and that happens to be the same logo as the Vibe Media Company, and they are suing her for trademark infringement.
The fonts are completely different. There was like a whole magazine called Vibes.
It sure was. I can't see her slipping up and using a name like Vibes and not getting it clear
how the hell
first.
You can't see her she slip up and steal men?
Ooh.
Oh, hell. So that means she could slip up and steal this.
No, you did not.
Yes,
who
I
man
did.
She stole?
Well, Kim has took a lot of folks' men.
No, she has not.
Yes, she has.
Who?
Possession is 95% of the law.
And well, those men willingly them. Went to Kim.
Okay.
It's like the Pied Piper of Box.
Exactly.
All right, y'all, speaking of selling stuff, you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Every now and then, I like to show off the flick of the wrist.
Hey.
And show my cooking skills and whip up a little something in the kitchen. But I never had enough pans to cook everything in until I got the 6-in-1 copper cooking pan. Now, this 4-piece set allows me to bake, fry, boil, saute, braise, and steam my food. Now, check it out. It's ceramic and it's chemical-free. And that's not all. It's non-stick coating means you can use less butter and makes cleanup super easy. Just hit it with a little bit of water, wipe it out, and you're good. Stick it in the dishwasher, keep on pushing.
Oh, I love the 6-in-1 copper cook pan. It literally does everything. Okay, Headcrack, how much is it?
Now, typically, you would have to, like, maybe give blood and pay $80. For our Dish Nation family, this joint is only
$34!
Oh,
$34 for this?
That'd be a good deal.
See that little mesh fry thing,
yeah,
too?
I could do that.
I could fry chitlins in this.
Chitlins?
If you want to.
Yeah, I've never had fried
chitlins.
Delicious. Yeah.
Jesus.
Is it like a pork rind?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cook whatever you want. Just go to morningsaves.com and say, Chef Headcrack sent me.
Does the idea of a shirtless Jeff Goldblum excite you? Well, Heidi and Frank have the perfect story for you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, Heidi, did you know that there's a Jeff Goldblum statue that's lying out in front of London Tower Bridge that's half naked?
I didn't know that.
You're giving me the urge to go look for apartments.
Why is there a Jeff?
Well, the statue is in honor of the 25th anniversary of Jurassic Park. And there's that iconic scene in Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum is lying there with his shirt open right after he got attacked
right.
by a T-Rex.
Yeah,
that's how I know I'd want to say, I'm so cash.
Just hanging out.
And a T-Rex has chased me down in a Jeep. You know what?
NBD, you know.
Feeling kind of sexy.
Sure.
Let me just show you the picture.
Okay.
That iconic scene, why not have a T-Rex there?
That's too on the nose.
No, because if I see a T-Rex, I'm going to go, I wonder what that's about. Oh, Jurassic Park, the movie. I see Jeff Goldblum. I think apartments.com. I think, oh, is he trying to get these London apartments, you know, on the other side of the bridge rented? I'm not thinking Jurassic Park movie anymore.
I know.
Too much time has passed.
And does it even really look like Jeff Goldblum? When you compare it to the side-by-side from the scene in the movie, it's really not that great.
They didn't get his face, but that nipple is...
It's just
a real doppelganger.
I thought they were shooting Deuce Bigelow zombies. Or Frank Ponciarello left chips to do porn.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.